This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump at this hour is chairing a session of the United Nations Security Council, and in opening remarks had some words of warning to the governments of Russia and Iran and Syria. But he's also thanking all three of those nations when it comes to their activities in Syria.
For, at my very strong urging and request, substantially slowing down their attack on Idlib province and the 3 million people who live there in order to get 35,000 targeted terrorists. Get the terrorists, but I hope the restraint continues. The world is watching.
Arriving at the UN today, he told reporters that a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could be nailed down very soon. The Fed is expected to announce a rate hike later today, and this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Four people now supporting Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tried to sexually assault her when they were in high school in the early 80s. Lawyers for Ford handed sworn declarations from the four to the Senate Judiciary Committee ahead of Thursday's hearing on her abuse claims. Kavanaugh denies the allegations.
Today, justice was served.
That's Montgomery County PADA Kevin Steele after Bill Cosby was sentenced 3 to 10 years in state prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004.
For decades, the defendant has been able to hide his true self and hide his crimes, using his fame and fortune.
A Chinese national who served in the U.S. Army Reserves accused of recruiting spies for China. Federal prosecutors say the 27-year-old man came to the U.S. in 2013 on a visa allowing him to earn a master's degree in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Today's expected to be significant for those dealing with the threat of flooding in South Carolina from long-gone Hurricane Florence. Some local waterways in Horry and Georgetown counties expected to crest. Conditions looking so bad, flooding could leave parts of Georgetown County underwater by the end of the week. The United States announcing a global initiative to combat the growing threat of antibiotic resistance. And here's John Clemens with details.
Antibiotic resistance has been found in all regions of the world. In the U.S. alone, at least 2 million people get resistance infections every year, and at least 23,000 will die. The CDC has been working with pharmaceutical professionals, government health officials, health insurance companies, and food animal producers to adopt policies that will curtail what is being called one of the greatest threats to public health. I'm John Clemens.
And a 9-year-old dachshund named Patches has a brand new skull. Yeah, the dog was suffering from a cancerous tumor that threatened her brain and eyes. Vets in Ontario, Canada, able to print her out a new 3D skull and put it in place after the massive tumor was removed. The new part replaces 70% of the dog's existing skull, the procedure of first in North America. Find us online at usaradio.com anytime. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
On the mountain, I will bow my life to the one who set me there. Set me there. I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there.
Welcome back, America. Hello, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Look, I've got our next author guest, Bradley Berzer, is with us, a professor of history, and you know how much I love history, so you know this is going to be fun for me. He is the Russell Amos Kirk Chair in American Studies at Hillsdale College, where he has taught since 1999, including teaching a regular class on Jacksonian America. That must be a lot of fun for you to have that much focus on one personality, one iconic figure like Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on. Right. Yeah. So when we do that at Hillsdale, we actually, it's a survey class, so we start with the War of 1812 and end in 1848. Mm-hmm. But there's no doubt that Jackson's imprint is all over that time period.
Yes.
So Jacksonian America, we definitely do a lot on Jackson, but there are other figures as well, very eccentric, almost as eccentric as he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is, and we're going to talk about some things that he has in common with the current president. In defense of Andrew Jackson, the title of Bradley Berzer's new book is what we're going to break down here. Why the book?
Well, granted, after some other things I was working on, I was trying to figure out where to go next. And I really love biography, and it just turned out kind of through a whole nice set of circumstances. Regnery was looking for someone to write a biography of Jackson because of the interest that Trump has expressed. And they reached out to me, and we actually had a contract signed within about a week. So
wow.
Most of my other books have been very slow. So this was great, actually.
So sometimes you think, well, maybe this is a God thing, huh? If it moves that fast, right?
It definitely feels like it was meant to be, yeah. And,
right.
And I had a great time doing it.
Well, that's awesome. Well, in your, of course, you've been a student of Andrew Jackson for so long. Boy, he was a dynamic personality, and here he is. His worldview was very passionate. It was clear and definite with him. He wasn't wishy-washy, was he?
No, not at all. In fact, one of the things that most impressed me about him was simply absolute honesty, and that combined with his high energy, he's a fascinating figure in every way. And it's hard to imagine another person with both that much integrity and that much energy at the same time. And of course, he wasn't perfect by any means. He's a human. He had his flaws. But when it came to his good side, yeah, he would have been a great ally to have, no question.
Well, you cite that there are some incredible similarities, you might even say huge, using President Donald Trump's term, huge similarities to Donald Trump.
You even got the accent right there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I even tried to do, I was trying to channel Alec Baldwin's, you know, way he puts his lips together. He overemphasizes his lips when President speaks of
nice
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. That's absolutely right. That's
right.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are definitely similarities, and you know, probably the most obvious similarity is just that they both come of Scotch-Irish descent. I think it shows in a lot of ways. Obviously, it's tempered a little bit more now in 2018 than it was in, say, 1790, but that's pretty clear. And the other thing that they have in common, and I think Reagan would be one of these as well, they really are truly outsiders. These aren't guys who just play at being outsiders. They are truly outsiders. And when they come to Washington, they're a threat because they are generally very blunt. They know what they're going to do, and they are not happy with the establishment, and they represent kind of an angry America. And they know that.
Well, aren't they all, I mean, you mentioned three dynamic individuals. I mean, this is the study. This is, to me, is an incredible study on leadership and leadership qualities, is it not?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I tried to do that. I won't say that's my expertise, but it kind of just came out on its own. Jackson is a natural leader, and he was the patriarch of Nashville when Nashville was getting started. You know, when he then almost everything he did when he was serving in the military, he was a patriarch. He adopted all kinds of children. He had families that he took care of. He always took care of his soldiers. And he was just as loyal as could be, politically as well as culturally and in his own family. Really an outstanding figure in terms of loyalty and honesty, to be sure.
Why such the parallel? We touched on this just a moment ago, and President Trump has made it known that Andrew Jackson is a political role model.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting, actually. And I think that's one reason that we have so much new interest in Jackson, because he had really, among historians, he had really kind of faded out. The new left started attacking him in the late 1960s. They really saw him as kind of the boogeyman, the ultimate representative of capitalism, imperialism, and genocide. That, of course, has caught on now with our school children and textbooks. So he's really, since about 2000, his reputation's declined. And that, we have someone like Trump celebrating, I think, one of the best speeches Trump ever gave on the 250th anniversary of Andrew Jackson's birthday. That speech he gave last March, not this previous March, but the one before it, in 2017, that's an outstanding speech. So if Trump's going to have a role model, it would be hard to find a better one.
Exactly. Well, again, what leaders do is they see where you're going, they continue to beat the drumbeat and, you know, build a parade. And the difference between where they're at and where they see us, you know, is maybe the mainstream media today, you know, because they just, like you say, I mean, we've said this for a long time, Bradley, that there are too many people that were being rewarded and living off the incompetence of our government.
Exactly. Exactly. People who are making careers out of being politicians and bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so here it is. You bring somebody, an outsider, in that says, wait a minute, you know, what's all this insanity that's going on? And it's the stuff that Main Street America has been saying for years. But, you know, nobody heard them. They didn't want to hear. And now Donald Trump comes and gives a voice to Main Street America. And here we are. We're on the verge of a midterm election that's going to be absolutely critical. We have been, you know, encouraging people to send reinforcements in to this president. If you like the economy and you want it to continue to grow, you know, all these great things are happening, even with trade, as uncomfortable as that is. But that's leadership to say, look, quit complaining about the imbalance of trade. I'm going to come in and do something about it. Quit complaining about border security. I'm going to come in and do something about it. And he's been leading the charge in those areas, also in job creation, got rid of a lot of regulations that we were bogged down with under the previous administration.
Yeah,
and look at the results of it. And meanwhile, you have the former president going, hey, that's my economy. I say, you could only wish that was your economy.
That is pretty pathetic.
Absolutely. But we love the attitude of Andrew Jackson, of Ronald Reagan, and Donald Trump. As you say, nobody's claiming perfection here. We're all from the human skin, all the faults and foibles along with it. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you got to look at the difference and say, is he helping or hurting the cause?
I think that's absolutely right, Bill. And when you're talking about Trump there, you know, I think good men and women can disagree on issues. There's no problem with that.
Right.
But it's just so nice when someone actually speaks their mind on the issues, right? It's not, there's no They're not trying to obstruct it. They just want to tell us what they believe. And Trump, if anything, maybe could use a filter every once in a while. But I would prefer that to having some manipulative person who doesn't tell us what they're thinking.
Exactly.
I much prefer that.
You mean somebody that could tell you you could keep your doctor if you wanted, but not really?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
We got to go to break. We've got more from Bradley Mercer right after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking in defense of Andrew Jackson. Bradley Mercer is with us in his new book. Jackson, as you say, when he became the people's president, he was the man for the season, was he not?
He really was. And the fact that we name a whole era after him, I think really does speak volumes. And certainly when he comes into power, and he first appears on the scene about 1795 or so, and he's elected to the Senate. He serves there, doesn't really like it, but he goes back and forth between Nashville and Washington. But then, of course, you know, one of the things that we often don't give him enough credit for, because generally, again, in the modern world, we only remember him for Indian removal, which, you know, is a problem in and of itself. But the fact that we forget that this is the man who almost single-handedly gave us the victory during the War of 1812, defeating the largest empire in the world. Yet when you say a man for this season, I mean, absolutely, right?
Right.
He's the only guy to understand what the British were going to do. He was the only one who foresaw where the British would invade in 1815. He took his men, he took a chance, and you know, by entrenching there, he was ready. And these weren't slouches that were coming after him. These were guys who had been fighting for 10, 15 years in the Napoleonic Wars, and they had, you know, they had been given orders not only to invade America, but to start claiming property back for Britain.
Exactly.
So this wasn't just harassment, but this was serious.
Yeah. Right.
And Jackson, you know, outnumbered 5-1. He defeats these guys handily. So that, you know, there, even before his presidency, he's already this great folk hero, Bill. And I that's, you know, obviously I get excited about this.
But right, I can tell. That's good.
I think it's fantastic.
No, I think it's awesome. And Bradley, you know, here it is. You're thinking, okay, I need to write a book. I want to write a book about Andrew Jackson. There's been lots of books about Andrew Jackson. How was yours going to be different?
Well, you know, if it had been written 100 years ago, it probably wouldn't be that different. The other existed. You know, right now in academia and universities writ large, obviously Jackson's hated. He's become the symbol of all evil. But the other thing that I think is really a problem, and I'm editorializing here a bit, Bill, if you'll forgive me.
No,
but
it's fine.
I just think academia has gotten so politicized and so narrow and really just so close-minded that one of the things I've tried to do, and I've tried very hard to do for everybody I've written about, I've tried to let them speak for themselves. Obviously, it's going to go through me. I mean, I can't help it, right? As the writer, it's going to be filtered through me. But I really do think it's unfair to just put words into a subject's mouth. I want to hear what Jackson has to say. So if there's anything different right now with some of the other biographies that are out, and there are several good books. Brian Kilmeade's book about the Battle of New Orleans is excellent. John Meacham has a great book, I think it's called American Lion, if I'm remembering correctly. There's some really good things out there. But I really did try to just say, all right, let's look at the world through Jackson's eyes, the good and the bad. Let's see how he approached things. So if there is a success there, it really is simply because Jackson himself is speaking to us.
Mm-hmm. And to your point about history, to me, it should be so revered. And what has happened is there is a movement within our country, which is really diabolical when you start rewriting history. This is my concern about journalism today, that it's moved out of its lane of documenting history, its lane of responsibility. And as a result, they're losing subscribers. They're becoming irrelevant in the marketplace. But regardless, it's very dangerous when we lose that connection and people start rewriting history. When politics starts getting into the classroom, we're in trouble, because then you have to basically extinguish the facts and let's focus on opinion. And then it's he who speaks the loudest or who has the ability to give you an A or an F wins the argument, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. You can't see me right now because we're on the radio, but I'm sitting here just nodding my head vigorously. I just, you know, here we are, and obviously, you have so many problems right now, not just with corruption among politicians, but, yeah, the Catholic Church is having so many problems right now. You know, even weather.com, right? The Weather Channel was breaking things recently. And it's really hard to know where to turn. And I, as someone who's been in academia for 25 years, I just think all, whether it's a minister or a politician or someone in the military or a professor, I mean, we have a public duty to tell the truth. We have a public duty to express things in the best way we can. And when we use that, you know, to me, a professor using the classroom to indoctrinate his students is, you know, obviously it's not as bad as some of the things going on in the Catholic Church right now, but you know, it's on the same spectrum.
Right.
It's an abuse of power, and it's a misuse of public trust, and that is unbelievably dangerous.
Well, in your book, In Defense of Andrew Jackson, you address a very hot topic that's thrown out there whenever we talk about American exceptionalism. And this is coming out of the halls of academia, and that is the rewrite of President Jackson's relation with Indians and the Trail of Tears. Explain that.
Yeah, you know, this is the hardest thing, I think, for any of us, even those of us who really like Jackson, because it's pretty clear that he made a very strong decision, and he got this through Congress in 1830 with the Indian Removal Act. There had always been the possibility, and this is what John Marshall had argued from the Supreme Court, there had always been the possibility that we would see the Indians as Marshall said, as dependent domestic nations, basically meaning that they would have a kind of sovereignty as an independent republic within the larger republic. And some Indians actually did that in the area where I live here in northern Michigan, southern Michigan, northern Indiana. The Miami Indians were very effective at negotiating with the government, and they actually were able to purchase this land as private property as opposed to being dealt with as a tribe. So when the Indians in the South, like the Chickasaw or the Cherokee or the Choctaw, when they negotiated with the government, they tended to do so as a collective. And the dangerous part of that was that meant everybody was beholden to that. So I'm not trying in any way to excuse what Andrew Jackson did. I think the consequences of it were just horrific. But he never saw that these people out West getting them out of harm's way from the Southerners and from the South. And, of course, northern tribes were removed, too. He just thought that this would give them time to kind of acculturate, to assimilate to American lifestyle. And so it was never done with ill intent. And that's what I find dangerous, that people are talking about Jackson as an ethnic cleanser. You know, to compare him to some of the ethnic cleansers of the 20th century is just heinous. It's just not true. So I think we can say, look, this is a terrible thing. But it was terrible for reasons other than the intentions that were there at the time.
Exactly. Well, very few people would say that Jackson once saved the nation, but you say he definitely did in your book, In Defense of Andrew Jackson.
I do. Twice, actually, right? Once at New Orleans, and there a great victory, and in so many ways, the battle at New Orleans defined us as America vis-a-vis the world. So, you know, ironically, we have this massacre of the British where Jackson wins so single-handedly. And so decidedly, the British turn around and respect this for the first time. And it's really the beginning of the Anglo-American alliance that has lasted to this day. And you know, who would think that? Who would think that us, you know, taking out some of their best men would make the British respect it? But they did.
Yeah,
and the other time, Bill, is, you know, right in 1832 when South Carolina is nullifying the law. And Jackson, who has sympathies with a lot of nullification, thinks this is the wrong time. They're going about it in the wrong way. They're doing it for the wrong reasons. And he stops them. And when Trump says Jackson prevented a civil war for 30 years and historians laughed at him, I have no idea where they're laughing at him, because it strikes me as, well, that's exactly what happened.
Exactly.
So he allows us, he gives us time to get things right. And frankly, if we had had an Andrew Jackson in office instead of James Buchanan, I really think the whole history of America would be radically different. So, that's not the way it happened. It's probably not the way God intended it. It went a different direction. But still, I don't think we can dismiss what Jackson did earlier.
Very fascinating. And it's all here in the book, ready for you to get your hands on it. Available at all the usual places, right, Bradley?
Yeah, that's right. I think Amazon actually has it for half price right now.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, they've done a good job. And Bill, my joke is always when people ask why they should buy my books, I have 7 kids, so of course, you know, we need to feed them. So,
But you need to buy more than one book. He's got 7 kids. Right.
Support the Berzers.
Bradley Berzer, In Defense of Andrew Jackson. Bradley, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, it was great, Bill.
Take
really
care.
Enjoyed it. Thank
Enjoy.
You.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump at this hour is chairing a session of the United Nations Security Council, and in opening remarks had some words of warning to the governments of Russia and Iran and Syria. But he's also thanking all three of those nations when it comes to their activities in Syria.
For, at my very strong urging and request, substantially slowing down their attack on Idlib province and the 3 million people who live there in order to get 35,000 targeted terrorists. Get the terrorists, but I hope the restraint continues. The world is watching.
Arriving at the UN today, he told reporters that a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could be nailed down very soon. The Fed is expected to announce a rate hike later today, and this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Surely every season you are getting to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, I love this song. It reminds us, in the midst of whatever chaos we're dealing with, or we think we're dealing with, there are blessings abounding here. And if that is our target focus, if I might say this, and in terms of this is what we really want to appreciate and consider, then, it changes our whole attitude. You know, I had this saying in my office for many years, taken from that old anonymous wise character of ages gone by, and known as Anonymous. It said, the obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal, right? I changed it. Because I thought, well, there's a lot more to that. And I said, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off of his goal. And I changed it because of what I experienced years ago, back in 1993, when I was in Bible college and was treated to several sessions with Dr. Miles Monroe, and talking about living on purpose and what purpose, God's purpose, was all about. It was quite profound. So I had to change it. So that was the change. Obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off of his goal. About 27 minutes before the top of the hour right now, I got a real treat for you. New York Times best-selling author Andrew Gross joins us. His new book, a novel called Button Man. Library Journal, had this to say in terms of praises for this book: World War II meets Mission Impossible in this gripping, suspenseful historical thriller. Now let's bring Andrew on now. Andrew, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill, except that was for my previous book.
It was? Well, why is it put on your...
About World War II.
Well, why is it put on your book, then?
It's put on the book as a promo. Every book has that.
Well,
people people praise previous books. But
well, no. Well, thank you. I stand corrected, but I thought it was usually when praises are there, they're relevant to the current book that I have in hand. So thank you for squaring that away. But look, you're a best-selling author. You've written 9 books. You've got a tremendous history. So praises, whether they are from yesterday or today, are still relevant, and I'm sure you're grateful for them, right?
Sure.
Okay, let's talk about Button Man. Give us some background on the Forgotten Mob, New York's Jewish mafia.
Right. Well, Button Man is a story of three brothers who grew up on the Lower East Side, who are born in Poland, Jewish immigrants who come here. And it's sort of a sweeping story over 30 years. Of both the origins of the garment business, mm-hmm. and the beginnings of the Jewish mob. And what people probably don't know, is that back in the 20s and 30s, the Jewish mob, which got its tentacles deeply involved in the garment unions and took mm-hmm. them over, was the bloodiest, organized crime in the country, far more so than the Italians. As a matter of fact, the Italians farmed out their hits to the Jewish mob, who made it a business for hire, hence the term Murder Incorporated.
Wow. So
it really deals with two elements that, and it's a thriller, mm-hmm. but it deals with two elements that people really don't know much about. One of them is the when you lived in the Lower East Side, which is actually a pretty rough and tumble place. It was mm-hmm. poor. It was the most congested area in the world, even more so than Calcutta at that point. There were two ways out for Jews of that era. One was the garment business, which had no barriers to entry, and the other was crime.
Right. Well, and you say the Lower East Side, the neighborhood of origin for half of American Jewry. So when you talk about the congestion, indeed it was.
Yeah, I mean, you have to sort of go back to some 20 million immigrants came to the United States between 1880 and 1910. And Button Man is the story of one of them. And what makes it a personal story for me is that, it's about someone who, grew up on the streets, grew up really rough on the streets using mm-hmm. fists. By the time he was 12, had to drop out of school and apprentice in a garment factory. By the time he was 19, he was actually running that factory and, soon after had to battle with the Jewish mob who took over the unions, the garment unions, for their illicit gain, and ended up building his fledgling business into a national iconic brand named after his daughter, Leslie Faye, and that man was my grandfather. So in a
wow.
lot of ways, even though
mm-hmm.
this is a piece of fiction, it's totally built on my own family lore.
Well, interesting, when you step back for just a moment, as you say, you had the Italian mob. We're now realizing the greatly underreported Jewish mafia coming there to New York through Ellis Island. If you step back and consider, I mean, this is a matter of survival. I mean, you come to this country, though there's lots of great success stories, you've got to survive in an unknown area. And you talk about Darwin's survival of the fittest. A bit of that dynamic was very much a part of that culture, was it not?
Oh, totally. Well, let me paint the picture a little bit. Like I said, the area around the Lower East Side was the most congested, heavily populated area in the world. There were in virtually every tenement apartment, there were two and three separate families living. Mm-hmm. Late into the night, the whir from sewing machines or the hiss from steam irons could be heard, because every family had to augment the little money they earned by doing piecework for garment factories, for sweatshops. On the street, virtually every alley had a gambling scam to it that were trying to take advantage of rubes who were just off the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Women who didn't want to become seamstresses and sit behind a sewing needle were prostitutes and, were literally operating in back alleys on the streets. You needed protection to walk for, let's say, a Jew. These are Eastern European Jews mm-hmm. who just arrived here, speaking in a variety of Eastern European accents, wearing dark clothes, side curls grown long, And just for them to walk from one side of the Lower East Side to the other, they needed to pay protection to Irish or Italian thugs who would sort of guarantee their safety. Mm-hmm. The point being, you didn't grow up there and be soft. No matter if you wore a yarmulke or whatever, you grew up tough and you knew how to fight. And you're right, it was a very Darwinian world.
How much of that DNA exists in New York today?
Oh, no, New York is totally gentrified. I mean, you know, you can go to the, you know, I would actually recommend anyone going to New York visit the Tenement Museum on Orchard Street on the Lower East Side, because I actually used it to some degree as a resource in my book, and it really shows you what a picture of the world was back then. But today, those same tenements are $10 million apartments.
So. Right, exactly. No, I understand. I asked that question only because, you wonder how things carry over in this particular instance. I mean, this is quite the story and study of immigration, you know, people coming to this country and not having, a fair chance at it to be able to assimilate. Absent of that, then they're going to use their own wits. And I think it's maybe a natural human condition to say, all right, I've got to survive. I've got to make this work. And it just as you outlined, I mean, this is all reasonable. And, you know, you need protection. You need money. One thing leads into another, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I call this book Dickens's Great Expectation Meets the Godfather. And the reason is that it's very much a boy to manhood story of a young person who, against class struggle, grows to success, as Dickinson's book, The Godfather, because it's also a depiction of organized crime, in this case, in a very uniquely cultural way, which is the Jewish mob. And, you know, the Jewish mob, I mean, you know, I don't know who your listeners would be familiar with, but certainly, you know, in New York circles or in Jewish circles, these are prominent names. Arnold Rothstein fixed the 1919 World Series, which is the whole story of Shoeless Joe. Arnold Rothstein. Dutch Schultz was one of the most violent men around. Mm-hmm. And these are characters in the book.
Exactly. Andrew, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care?
As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, and just like that, we're back with you, fresh, very independent. Okay, a little bit ornery, just to keep the blood boiling just a little bit, you know. You don't want your blood to just congeal and just lie there. It's got to move through the system, as they say. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Andrew Gross continues with us, the author of international bestsellers like The Blue Zone, Don't Look Twice, and The Dark Tide, which was nominated for the Best Thriller of Year Award by the International Thriller Writers, Reckless Eyes, Wide Open, 1 Mile Under, and his latest book is Button Man. Andrew, people might ask, because of the, you know, family association and the background. Now, did you know this going into the story, or is this something as you were writing and researching, you started connecting dots and go, oh my goodness, that's, you know, my great uncle here?
No, I knew a lot of it. I mean, I grew up with these family stories. My grandfather was kind of a larger-than-life person and one of the sort of key figures in the women's clothing business, and built up, you know, a sizable firm. And you know, many of these stories were sort of passed on to us. Now, I write thrillers, but starting 2 books ago, I wrote a book called The One Man, which was a World War II story referred to earlier.
Yes, right. Accidentally. Okay.
And I sort of made a switch to writing historically based thrillers at this point. And because The One Man was kind of built off my wife's family and his experiences, his father and his experiences in the Holocaust, I really wanted to tell my own family story as well. The question is, how do you tell these stories and still put them in a thriller so that they're gripping to people? You know, you talked about getting the blood flowing. Well, you know, my books do that.
Yes.
So I knew it, and some of the research I did. Can I share one interesting part of it?
Oh, please.
I went to FIT, which is the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York, which is, for people who don't know, it's a massive complex, like 12 buildings in Manhattan, dedicated to the clothing and the retail business. And I went to the head archivist there, and I said, I really want to learn about the early days of the apparel, you know, garment business in the 20s, in the 30s. How do I do this? And she hooked me up on microfilm with some old copies of Women's Wear Daily from the 20s and 30s and some books that were first-person accounts. And then she said something to me that was a gift that I'll never forget. And she goes, many of the founding fathers of the industry have recorded their own stories on tape. as part of the permanent archives here.
Oh, wow.
Would you like to hear your grandfather's?
No way.
How 30 years after he died, I got to hear my grandfather's voice all over again, telling these stories that I have sort of come alive in the book, of his early life and how he became successful, as if he never died. He just went away for a decade or two, and now he was back in front of me, and it was 2.5 hours of listening to him.
What a blessing.
I did through a lot of tears.
Yeah, so, I bet. I was going to say, I was going to say that must have been rather emotional, but what a blessing for the archivist to be that much aware and to share that with you. Wow, that's...
Yeah, totally. It was very emotional and continues to be for my family, because the key here is that people like my kids, my kids aren't attached to this history at all. So, you know, even though I'm hoping this lands on the bestseller list and a lot of people can read it, you know, for my own family is really the real recipient of these kind of stories, and they would die out in a generation. Were not for someone like me who's giving them voice. And personally, I think, you know, this is a uniquely Jewish story, but like in every culture, it's universal. So everyone identifies with this sort of plight. And I think every family out there, all of your listeners, have these sort of rich stories of you know, betrayal and redemption and hard work and growing into, you know, generation to generation. So that's kind of inspiring for everybody.
Well, Andrew, when you consider the millions of journeys and possibilities, you know, the life experiences that, you know, our parents went through, our grandparents, great-great-grandparents, I mean, it causes you to hunger to know these things. I know even with my dad, who passed away 14 years ago, he wasn't real open with his experiences during World War II. We found out a lot of things after, you know, that he was with General Patton in the Battle of the Bulge. He was a medic, and I can only imagine what he went through in, you know, dealing with these young men there in a combat zone and maybe being the last face that they saw before they passed. You know, and on, all the stories.
It is, for sure.
Right. And these are the stories that are the woof and warp of the American culture, the homogenized culture here. And this is what we love about America, is that it really is e pluribus unum, that in many comes one, this diversification that we have that is such a blessing. And how we got here, I mean, the fact that here it is, you know, from the garment industry that you have in your background, I mean, you are a New York Times best-selling author, and you write novels now, historical thrillers as they're defined, and you know, for your gifting to be expressed like this, and you are, I mean, I'm not saying anything you don't know about yourself, but you are such a gifted writer and how you express things. And I guess that's why, you know, I was starting to wonder, going with the historical basis of the story, you could have made this more historical, but a novel really complements your style.
Yes. Well, thanks for the compliment. I
did we lose you? Hello? Okay. We lost him there in a second. That's what I get. I compliment people and you know, we lose them in the process. Again, we're having our conversation with Andrew Gross. His brand new book, this novel, a thriller, is called Button Man, you know, from the New York Times bestselling author, available at all the usual places. And of course, we're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Andrew, sorry about the disconnect here.
Sorry. After you paid me that nice compliment, Wayne, you disappeared on me.
Well, that's what I get for bragging on you. You hung up on me. He said, okay, well, that's done. I'll let him have the last word.
No. You know, but I wanted to say that after you used that great term, the weft and the warp of the American experience, and in a book that sort of is inspired by the apparel business, I said, how perfect was that?
Woof and warp. But yeah, exactly.
Book was
really
interesting that many of the characters in the book are real. And so it goes back and forth between fiction and reality. Louis Lepke, bad guy, was real. Killer. Dutch Schultz, real. Thomas Dewey, who was the appointed special prosecutor in New York, whose Javert-like single-minded goal was to put these guys away, and then it ends up falling on my character, Morris Robb, who is the person who can help them. These were all kind of real experiences and real people. And it blends in between the fiction and you know, all based on real figures and real events.
Well, this is quite engaging. And I will say to you, as they would say in the vernacular, a real page turner that will grab a hold of you. And, you know, interesting that we have not heard a lot of the Jewish mafia. Why is not?
Well, we have where I'm from. It's interesting. I mean, I guess if people ever watch Boardwalk Empire as a show, well, you know, it was fairly prominent on that show. Once about a time in America, there was a movie that was about it. But I don't know. I mean, the Jewish mob, you know, the picture I painted on the streets sort of shows you that crime was one way out for people there. Mm-hmm. So, you grew up tough, and these were tough people. And the people who populated the garment business or the movie business, the Jews who built these industries, these were tough people. I mean, I spent 20 years myself in this industry, and the old-timers who started these firms, who didn't go past the 10th grade or the 5th grade or the 6th grade, you know, these were guys that would make you pee in your pants if they would yell at you. They were tough mockers, we would call them, animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was, the mob itself, like I said, Rothstein was the most prominent mobster in America because he fixed the 1919 World Series. Meyer Lansky is a name everybody knows, certainly if you ever watch The Godfather.
Godfather, yes, exactly.
Simon Roth is built off of him. So, you know, there are glimpses, but what people don't realize, and some of it quickly, I think, Bill, is due to the fact that after the Second World War, Jews were perceived to be people who didn't stand up, who didn't fight back, who sort of went to their deaths. Now, I don't want to say willingly, that's a terrible word, but you know, without resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, during the early stages, they totally stood up, I mean, in America, because they grew up rough.
Yes.
So these were killers. Murder Incorporated was the most violent mob unit of its time, and they were the first people to do contract killings.
Well, the big takeaway for your readers, Andrew Gross on Button Man, what do you want for them to get out of your book?
Well, my character, who we didn't talk much about, Morris Robb, they shortened Rabashevsky to Robb, is a person of enormous moral conviction and has to make the moral choice of whether he stands up to the mob or whether he does the thing everyone else does, which is to pay them off. And it's a story of courage and conviction of the heart. And I think that sort of thing is the message that I want to get across to people.
Well, he's New York Times bestselling author Andrew Gross, his brand new book, Button Man. I say available at all the usual places, right, Andrew?
Yep. All the usual places. You shouldn't have trouble finding it.
And for more information, they can, what website do they go to?
Well, AndrewGrossBooks.com or on Facebook, just look me up. And like most authors, I'm always sort of available for conversation. We're easy to access these days.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Andrew Gross on Bill Martinez Live. Andrew, have a great day. And we're going to link the book on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com.
All right. Nice to be with you, Vern.
Good talking to you. Great visit.
Thank you.
That's a wrap for us. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you mañana, God willing, at the usual time, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Broadcasting to over 1,000.